As we celebrate the 25th season of professional hockey in Wheeling, we run into another one of our alums. He's a member of the Kalamazoo Wings now. It's defenseman Kyle Bushy. And Kyle, you continue to play the game you love. You're back home now in your home state of Michigan. What's the approach in 2016-17?
Obviously, the approach is always the same as to win a championship. It's a little unique this year. Obviously, this is home for me. Kalamazoo is where I was born, where I was raised, where my family is. So it's been a little unique and exciting in that aspect. But every time we play, I play to win. So the goal is to win a championship this year.
Is it a little bit unique in the sense that now it seems like you're bouncing around a little bit as you start to mature and get further into your years, going to Toledo at the start of last year, then to Elmira, now Kalamazoo? You spent a little bit of time in Europe. Do you think this might be the spot where you eventually settle down and start to be here for a little while?
I'd hope so. I still feel I have a lot of good hockey left. I feel I can probably play hopefully another 4 or 5 years, but if I could settle here and, you know, dig in some roots and set up shop a little bit, it'd be a huge bonus for me. Been on the move since I was 15. I'm 31 now, so for 16 years of my life, it's pack up a suitcase every winter and go somewhere new. So it'd be nice to have some continuity to continue year to year to year in the same spot.
In addition to being able to play at home, you get a chance to play for a head coach who's been around this league for a while, Nick Bootlin. Does that make it more enticing for you, knowing that he knows your game from having gone against you time after time?
Yeah, I mean, we had those discussions in the summer, and we both felt it was a really good fit for the team and for myself. Played against Kalamazoo my entire career. I think they came into the league my second year in the league, and it was just a good familiarity to have, and that he knows what he can expect and what I bring to the game.
The longer that you're around this league, do you feel like you get more knowledge and you feel like you can improve and develop your game a little bit more in certain areas, and if so, which?
Yeah, I think I don't think we ever really stop developing. If your mindset and your goals are right, I feel every year I've gotten better and I've added pieces to my game. I think for me, just consistently being the same night in and night out, I think last year, the start half of the year, I had it tough offensively. I think for me, just finding my groove offensively and contributing in that factor is my biggest goal. And at the meantime, I'm a defenseman, so don't get scored on.
Looking at your team roster, there's a lot of experience in this group, starting with goaltender Joel Martin, you, Justin Taylor, Eric Catalyst. Does that experience help you guys?
Yeah, and it's kind of nice too, because being an older guy, they're also older guys. So it's not like I'm the outlier or the senior citizen of the team. So there's a few guys on the team, obviously, that have played here for quite a while and have played in the league for a while. So it's nice that we can get together and talk and feel what we need to do as best as a group and what's best for our team.
Through the first four games of the year, defense has been one of the strengths of this team, only allowing 4 goals. What's been the reason you guys have had so much success in your own zone?
I think a lot of it's just the system we have in place. We're real aggressive all over the ice, and we don't give teams a lot of time and space with the puck. Everyone in this league is good. Everyone can make plays, and the more time and space guys have, they're going to burn you. So we've really worked on closing gaps and keeping good sticks and eliminating everything that we can so it's easy for our goaltenders.
I feel like the Wheeling-Kalamazoo rivalry was at its height when you were an Ailer in 2010-11 and 2011-12. Your team's style, does it have the ability to get that intensity back to the level it did a few years ago with 10 head-to-head games this year?
Yeah, I don't see why not. I mean, Wheeling, even when I was there and last year and the last few years, they play a tough style of hockey, and we want to play the same style. So I hope it's as tense as it was. I mean, those games back then were hated. We hated each other. I mean, they knocked us out of the playoffs, and we went to war, and it was a lot of fun. And I hope the series this year is the same, because that's when hockey's the funnest for me.
You guys also have some good offensive firepower as well?
Yeah, we do. We're a pretty balanced team. We do it by committee. I wouldn't say we have one guy that's our go-to guy. But we're 3-1 at the meantime, and we've found a way to score goals at critical times for us.
25th season celebration for hockey in Wheeling. What is your favorite memory from your time with the Nailers, and what are you looking most forward to when going back there this season?
I mean, I'll never forget the run we had to the conference finals. I think it was the year before you got there. Just that whole year was so many unique challenges and so many different things. But it was so much fun going that far. And obviously last year you guys got far there. But for me, that year, the fans, the support, the 215, shout out to Jim Hupp. I know they lost a close friend in Dave Tavares. And my thoughts and condolences go out to Dave, family, and everyone in the 215 affected by him. But I'm excited to be back. Wheeling's a fond, fond place for me. I spent 3 great years there. I have nothing but good things to say about it.
Kyle, I appreciate you taking a few minutes to speak with me, and we appreciate back in Wheeling everything that you've done for us when you played there and since you left there as well, and we wish you nothing but the best.
Thanks, DJ. I really appreciate it.
That was former Nailer, now K-Wing, Kyle Bushy on the Wheeling Office Supply Intermission Report. We'll have more after this. This is the 25th season of Hockey in Wheeling presented by the Health Plan on the Nailers Broadcast Network.